recite karbanos every morning, and there are different reasons and the Rishonim, different kiyum and different fulfillments that we have when we recite the karbanos. So first of all, one of the reasons why we say karbanos is simply to perform the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells us that a person is supposed to divide up his time in terms of learning between three different halachim, three different portions of Torah. There is Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. The Mikra includes the Tanakh. Mishnah includes the simple halachos, pesukos, just straightforward mishnayos, without that much of a background of a deeper understanding. Then there's Shlish B'Talmud, Shlish B'Gemara, which involves the understanding and the questioning and the lumdas, everything that we associate with the term Gemara. So there is a question in the Rishonim, what exactly that means when Chazal say one's supposed to divide up one's time for learning. So Tosfos quotes in the name of the Gaonim that it seems to be a tradition, according to some, that one is supposed to be involved in each one of these portions of Torah every single day. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be an equal division of time, but at least every single day one should have a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara. And therefore it was instituted in the days of the Gaonim that every person, at least during davening, even if for whatever reason a person is not going to have a chance to formally learn during the course of the day, but everybody should have a little bit of time of learning, and a little bit of time of that learning should include some psuchim and chomesh, which are one fulfills by saying the parashat Tomid, a little bit of mishayis, ezim and koman, Rabbi Shlomo, is a braisa, constitutes the Gemara, so at least one fulfills the bare bone minimum of limud Torah. One should not think that that's it. I said kabbalah today, and that's it. I'm done for the Beis Medrash for the rest of the day. This is the bare bone minimum in terms of limud Torah. But out of all halachos of Torah, of all portions of Torah, why do we pick specifically the parts that are relevant for karbanos? We could have fulfilled our mitzvah of Talmud Torah with other parts of Torah as well. So here there's a second reason, and that is, basically Gemara tells us in several places that it is important, and it's especially critical in the days leading up to Tisha B'Av, that bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, a person doesn't have the opportunity to offer karbanos. There are many karbanos that we are obligated to bring, many karbanos are voluntary karbanos, there are communal karbanos, there are individual karbanos, and therefore, as we're mourning for Tisha B'Av, we don't have the opportunity to perform these karbanos. Do we have anything that we could still do? So Chazal Darshan and the Pasuk Zos Torah Sa'ola, that if a person doesn't have the opportunity to literally, physically bring a karban, one should still be involved in the sugyas and the learning and the discussion of the dinim of the karbanos. So therefore, we have instituted into our tefillah that everybody learns not just a little bit of Torah every day, but everybody learns a little bit of kochim every day. Everybody reads the Parshat Ketores, the Parshat HaTomid, the Mishnayos of Ezim HaKomon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats that and views that as if we did our best, as if we were actually offered a korban. The Rabbi Yonim, instead of brachos, goes even one step further. Rabbi Yonim suggests that the recitation of the parshas of karbanos is actually a real din min haTorah. It's actually a requirement with the Raisa based on Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that specifically when there is no Beis HaMikdash, so Klai Yisrael has an added obligation to learn the sugyas of karbanos. Rabbi Yonah seemed to understand that that was a real bona fide requirement min haTorah. So whatever the case may be, all the different kiyum and different fulfillments that we get in saying karbanos, why don't you try to say karbanos every day? There are different customs, different halachos as to how much of karbanos one says. There's a certain hierarchy of karbanos, but at least one should try to say at least the parshas HaTomid, the parshas that starts with Sabbath, Yisrael, so Rav, it speaks about daily karban, parshas Ketores, one at a time, one should try to say Ezer Mekoman. If one comes to davening early enough, one should try to say all that before davening. If for whatever reason that person was a little bit later to davening, one should say it after davening. One should try to get into the habit, say at least a bare bone minimum of karbanos every day, and those who can say more, tovu alechem bracha. A wonderful day.